Federal employee unions want to know what took the Postal Service so long to report its massive data breach. The Postal Service found out about it in September. It is the latest case of IT threats getting ahead of the ability to defend against those threats. Ellen Glover is Executive Vice President at ICF International and a finalist for Executive of the Year here at the 2014 GovCon Awards, where we're broadcasting live from at the Tyson's Corner Ritz-Carlton. And Ellen, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
I told you before you came on, you have one of my favorite people at ICF, and that's Jeff Neal. So you have good taste, obviously, and welcome to the program.
I did hire him, by the way.
Well, and you should be commended for that. Ellen, what are you seeing in the ability of agencies to not maybe get ahead of the threat landscape in front of them, but at least not get too far behind anymore?
Well, I think it's a very challenging problem because the threat landscape keeps changing. I mean, that's the nature of it, is that it isn't a known thing, and it's evolving every single day. So our experience with it has been that the best thing you can do is the continuous monitoring that you're seeing so many agencies really make an effort to do more broadly.
Mm-hmm. Whenever something like continuous monitoring, CDM, comes along, though, everybody's always very careful to say whatever the blank is not the silver bullet. So I assume the same thing with CDM. What are the components that go into a good strategy that your customers are asking you about more and more?
Well, I think part of what they're thinking about is the future in the research around cyber. And I think that's something that across government and very particular agencies, they're really thinking about. Because eventually it would be, the solution would be to not have to monitor all the time, but to have some way to detect threats coming in and detect the development of threats. And so we're doing some work in cyber research that I think is very interesting about the future. Because you're right, continuous monitoring is not the silver bullet.
And research, I think, is great and is really important. How do you research something that you don't know what it's going to look like at some point in the future? I mean, we couldn't have predicted 3 years ago that the threat landscape looks like what it looks like today, right?
Well, I think the research is focused less around trying to identify and put a box around the threat, and more about techniques and ways of, you know, looking for threat in an automated way. So continuous monitoring is to some extent a manual process. So if we can find ways that, to do that in an automated way, that would be part of the solution.
One of the things that I'm struck by is, I'd say probably 3 or 4 years ago, a lot of the conversation in security revolved around attribution. I see less discussion about that now. Is it your sense that that's not the case, or is it your sense that the conversation about attribution has become less important? People don't care as much where the threats came from as they do about defending against them, or what's your sense of where that discussion is right now?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't think the attribution really matters so much anymore because there are so many sources, and I don't think we, you know, attribution can't get down to the granular level.
Right.
Is it a gang in, you know, the Ukraine in this city? And with, when you can't get down to that granular level, then what difference does it make, really?
And then the defense and the recovery becomes the really important issue, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, as that then, as that conversation evolves over the, in the coming years, you talked about some of the research you're already undertaking, but what do you, when you go in and talk to people at agencies, CIOs, CISOs, CTOs, what are the questions they're asking you about where should I be looking? And are there maybe things that they should be asking you, where should I be looking, and they haven't gotten there yet?
Well, I think because people are really trying to address the immediate threat, a lot of the where should I be looking has to do with the implementation of continuous monitoring, and not so much on, you know, the future, you know, what's the widget in 3 years that might be able to solve my problem. I think people are very, you know, because threats are, or breaches are happening on a daily basis and you're reporting them on a daily basis. I mean, it's kind of phenomenal now. It isn't one, you know, it isn't just one thing a month. It's almost every week we hear of something new. So I think they're very focused on how do I solve the problem today. I think it's the research organizations and sort of those who are in the long-term defense world, you know, that is really, that are really thinking about the research and where could we be in 3 or 5 years.
Ellen Glover is Executive Vice President at ICF International, a finalist for Executive of the Year at the 2014 GovCon Awards. So I'll ask you the same thing I asked some of the other folks that were here. You get the call or the email or whatever probably from Soloway, saying you're a finalist for this. What does that mean to you, and what does that say to you about the work that you're doing? Not just you, but everybody at your company.
You know, it means an awful lot, because I think so many of us put in so many additional hours above and beyond the kind of leadership we provide in our companies to really help organizations like Professional Services Council, in many different ways, serve on commissions, serve on their board. And I think that is all work that we all really feel very good about. We feel like it's giving back to the community and making a difference in, making this a better place to do work, both for government in industry.
Mm-hmm. What's your sense of where the community is headed as a community of people who serve the federal government, not just as individual companies? What does that look like to you right now?
Well, I think there's a huge convergence on the topic of acquisition reform, mm-hmm. and different things that we can do. So you had the PSC's commission, you've had an acquisition policy council that PSC stood up, and you have other activities that are going on by other organizations. I do think there's a real convergence around how can we improve that. And that is not, necessarily, it's not changing the FAR, and it's not telling the government how to do business, but it's really looking at the tools that are already available to us in many cases, mm-hmm. And really figuring out how to make those work for all of us, especially as the government looks at different things like digital government, mm-hmm. and digital services, and you really have to think about different ways to procure those. I think that focus on acquisition reform, has potential to help us advance that ball.
It's an interesting observation, because I think about Senator Levin and Senator McCain on the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, and they had, 30-some experts. And as I read through them, with all due respect to the participants, a lot of the themes became similar in all of them, and a lot of them were, we have reform is not that tough a nut to crack. We have a lot of ability and flexibility in the FAR, and it gets pointed out by GSA people and OFPP people and on and on and on a regular basis. Same thing on the defense side. And so I guess the question then in my mind becomes, okay, if we all agree on the general principles that are needed, why do we look at kind of the same things over and over again, and it becomes hard to get to an achievement more so than it is to decide what we think needs to happen?
Well, I think that we call that a little bit of a failure of leadership, both in industry and in government, mm-hmm. in terms of really being able to translate some, repetitive but not simple things to
sure.
fix.
Sure, and
right?
I'm not suggesting they're easy.
And translate those into something that can really make a difference in mm-hmm. the environment. But I see, as I said, a convergence of leadership around this. So I'm hopeful for 2015.
I like glass half full people, Ellen. I appreciate that very much. So as this conversation progresses, are there mileposts that you hope to see where you'll say, oh, that means something is moving, instead of just continuing to talk and talk and talk?
That's a good question. I think probably the first one would be something around a change in the way that we approach the education and training of acquisition professionals. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a huge, first step in trying to really make a difference in the way that things happen.
Are you seeing progress in that?
Well, that's certainly something PSC has been talking a lot about, mm-hmm. is how to change that. And I think there are a lot of good ideas around that. And we have seen some traction around that, yes.
Because it strikes me that on the government side, you certainly can't say they're not trying, because we see spiking up of Defense Acquisition University on the civilian side. VA Acquisition Academy is getting as many people as they can in. So there's best practices there, and I guess the next question then becomes scalability. Is that your view of where you go next, just to get more people through programs like that?
I think scalability, but also some more focus in those programs around how to create better partnerships, not necessarily with industry, but inside of the federal agency. So we've talked a lot about the need for acquisition professionals to really be on a team, mm-hmm. With a mission objective, so that their objective is tied to that mission objective, as opposed to, their objectives being, reduce your number of protests or get out 25 contracts in this time period. Mm-hmm. If they had a shared objective with the mission team, the program team that was really trying to get something accomplished. And I think that's also true, though, also of human resources and of the finance organization. If you could put those people together on a team, which we do sometimes in industry, not all the time, and not that we have all the answers, that could help advance the ball.
One final thought. Mythbusters. I know there's never as much communication between industry and the government as you and your colleagues in industry would like. Are you seeing progress, though? Are you seeing people who are more willing to engage you and your colleagues earlier in the process?
Well, you know, I think some of the things like the tech FAR has kind of reinvigorated the discussion around that. And I'm hopeful about that.
Glass half full. I love that, Ellen. Congratulations.
Thank
Good
you
luck
very
tonight.
Much, Francis.